We've selected four letters from the paper this week. Letter one. First, John Ferniehow of Shropham writes about free speech. We're getting into deep water when we start querying the rights to free speech. My understanding is that I'm able to express my freely held opinion in writing or speech without censure. It must be politely said, honest, and not unreasonably offend others. Some comments may offend, particularly if religion is involved, but those offended should respond reasonably and without rancour. I could go on, but believe letters should be brief and to the point.
Some political points are made by Phil Rimmer of Colkirk, as he writes, "In this newspaper, it's reported that former Tory MP Danny Kruger, now a prominent member of the Reform Party, defended a Reform colleague accused of an offensive post using the words, 'He was not a politician then, and he was an ordinary man.' Are we to assume that becoming a politician bestows characteristics formerly not available to ordinary people? Kruger's colleague is one of many of Kruger's Reform colleagues who have fallen well short of acceptable behavioural norms, the most notable being their chairman, Lee Anderson. Presumably as an anecdote to Reform's leader, the super slick snake oil salesman, Mr. Farage."
Road closures continue to cause frustration. Paul Playford, MBE of Tivetshall St. May, joins the debate. The letter from Janet Rogers, May 27th, highlights just one of the things that has gone bonkers in our country, stroke county. Chedgrave and Hardley had road closure signs at the Chedgrave shops with a diversion sign. Who knows where the diversion led to? The gainers of all these bonkers closure signs are the contractors who make a fortune out of the number placed on the highway. It's a good business to be in. Norfolk County Council, NCC, absolving themselves from checking on what's going on. Travelling from Hardley up to Kirby Beeden on Saturday through Rockland St Mary, there must have been well over 20-plus road close signs, and at Kirby Beeden, the road thankfully was open. Can anyone in authority say how much this is costing the taxpayer? Probably not, as the cost is borne by utility companies rather than NCC. But the general public are still paying for it through traffic signs, diversion and road closure signs. What a business it is to be in, it appears.
Finally, blue badges for disabled drivers are the subject of several letters, this one from Janet Rogers of Rockland St Mary. Ray Mr Pittman's letter of May the 23rd, "The responsibility of monitoring the use of blue badges lie with the authorities. It is here where the problem lies. More spaces and more policing are the answers, and we know there are neither more suitable places available nor enough traffic wardens either. I would also point out that just because a blue badge holder is not using a wheelchair or a stick, in other words, do not have a visible disability, it should not be assumed that they're fit. There are many conditions which restrict the ability to walk any distance. Heart and lung disease are but two. The two PPs, planning and policing, is the answer to this conundrum."